Hello and welcome to the Unverified Podcast. I'm your boy, Simba, aka Swizzy IV. And as usual, I'm joined by three, my lovely, beautiful, amazing boys. First up, we got Isaac, aka Mechna Gamer, on the microphone.
I'm not glad to hear. I wasn't expecting to be first. Like, I don't really have anything to say. Hi, I guess.
Well, Isaac, because you're my favorite, so that's why you came first. Secondly, we have Reese, aka Gamer Sir, also on the microphone.
I'm leaving now.
No, you can't leave. You're my favorite.
Oh, okay. If that's the case, I'll stick around.
Yeah, yeah, come on, man. And last but not least, my favorite of all the Unverified Boys, we have Simi, but you may know him better as Tamago2474.
I will not give in to your lies, Simba. I heard what you said before, and I will not accept this.
I thought you were in the other room. What do you mean you heard?
I heard you call them both your favorite, saying last Isaac, but not
can
least,
you
you're lying
quick.
To me.
Can you guys leave the room really quick? Simi, you're actually my favorite.
You're actually my favorite.
Okay. Yeah, I was just lying to them to make them feel good.
Oh, okay, cool. You're now at 1.5 out of 10 fatherhood rating.
Oh my God. I'm getting worse as a dad by the week. By the time I actually have a child, I'm going to be a zero dad rating.
Simba, at that point, when you actually do have a child, all three of us will just go to them and go, yeah, but we're his favorite though.
I'll just apologize to them.
Yeah, my kids will be like, which one of us are your favorite? It's like, I'm sorry, it's none of you guys. You guys aren't even in the top five. I'm so sorry.
It's like, there are only three of us. It's like, yeah, for real. Like,
yeah. It'd be apologies. Like that. But yeah. How you guys been, you know, since we last spoke? Connor sounds a bit different this week.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a cold.
Connor, get better soon. Get well soon, Connor. Each like and 5-star rating on this podcast will actually like make Connor just a little bit better. It will help him wake up in the morning.
Can we legally say that? Are we allowed to say
that? I mean, when I think of all the promises that freaking Leafy made in his videos, I feel like we could get away with it, to be honest.
I'm not going to lie to you, Simi. I don't tend to go to Leafy for legal advice.
That's actually a very fair point, now that I think about it.
Yeah, just generally speaking, I wouldn't do as Leafy does. That's a personal.
Remember, kids, always ask yourself, what would Leafy do?
What would Leafy not do?
Yeah, I was going to say, what would Leafy do? Works very well. You just always do the opposite of the outcome.
Yeah, pretty much. Just do the inverse of that. And that's my strategy. We're in between all of the streaming, all the fun times. We've been, you know, paying attention, going on the internet, surfing the web. I haven't. They've been surfing the web for me.
I don't know how to ride a bike. How can I surf?
Those are two different skills completely.
Yeah.
Not even the same. Not even the same field.
Terrain,
like, I feel
bro,
like surfing
like...
is a bit more complex than riding a bike.
Yeah, but they're really different things. Very different.
Okay, fine, Vincent, but I can't skateboard. How do you expect me to surf? And you can't say that those aren't different. I've watched Johnny Capahala. Those are basically the same, right?
Oh, yeah, my favorite. That was my favorite documentary on the history of surfing and cycling.
Surfing is just skateboarding without wheels.
The ocean is your wheel.
The ocean is your wheel.
Yeah. The ocean is your wheel and it's your ground.
Yeah, I was about to ask, like, if the ocean is your wheel, then what is your ground? But okay, so it's a multi-purpose.
The ocean is everything.
It is, Isaac. It's like 80% of our planet.
And it's 70% of you as well, Simba. You are your own wheels. God.
We are practically the Earth.
Oh my God, how have I gotten worse at segues? Why are my segues getting longer? Anyways, I was going to talk about people saying that Prince William was named the world's sexiest bald man. That's what I was trying to get to there.
I don't know how you were trying to get to that, but sure, let's go.
I was talking about surfing the web, and then Isaac talked about riding bikes.
Oh, okay.
I apologize, that was on me. But no, Simba, I'd like to call this, you know, whole bald, like, the world's sexiest bald man contest, you know, like a lie. Like, if he's allowed to be categorized, why am I not on this list?
This is what I was going to say. This list is wrong because you're not on it anywhere. So there was a study, apparently, using Google, and it basically was looking up any time one of these bald people has been called sexy on the internet in blogs and articles. And apparently, Prince William was number one on that list. Just for context, right, let's go on the top three before him, right? You've got Pitbull, 5.4 million times. You've got Jason Statham, 7.4 million times. You've got Mike Tyson, 8.8 million times. And then Prince William, 17.6 million times that he's been called sexy in various blogs and articles around the internet.
That ain't saying anything positive or negative, right? But are we sure all these searches that they've detected were all in a serious and positive manner? Or, like, you know, ironic-styled searches?
They look for correlations between the use of the word sexy and the mention of these celebrities, right? So we don't even know if it's necessarily that celebrity being called sexy. It's an odd thing. But even, you know, let's even just accept it as, okay, he is the world's sexiest bald man. Then I've got to think about the logistics of it. How, over what period of time are we talking about here? Because he wasn't bald since the inception of Google.
Some may argue he still isn't.
True, because he has the, you know, the side, what do you call the side ones?
Hair.
Yeah, he has hair.
That's a good point. I think everyone else on this list might have actually been bald though, from Cap, at least from like internet age. And beyond that, right, let's just cut to the chase, right? This man shouldn't even be on the list.
Yeah. I mean, back when he had hair, to be honest, it's like, okay. Yeah. Or when he had like all around hair. But now it's like, nah.
Okay, yeah. Young Prince William was actually, okay, he had it going on. But once age got to him, oh my God. That was such a quick transition he made from fab to dad. Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes life just does it to you, Simba.
It is what it is. But I guess, like, obviously with the Meghan Markle going on Oprah situation, it's a hot topic. Everyone's talking about them. And so for this list to come out and then say, yo, he's the world's sexiest bald man, it's like, according to who, mate? Who said that? Yeah, it's very odd. But even Mike Tyson, I don't consider him like a sex icon. Like, you can find him attractive, but there are very clearly like celebrity like sex icons. Jason Statham, Pitbull, yeah. I'm sorry, no. Mr. Worldwide. No.
Oh my God. I could understand why people might pick Mike Tyson. I could get it, right? I could see a lot more people taking this like hench dude who boxes and shit and calling him sexy a bunch of times. That I could see way more. But I don't know why on earth 17 million people would be calling Prince William sexy. Sorry, my guy. But yeah, there you go. Prince William, just definitely not on the sexiest bald man list. I wouldn't even put him on any of the sexiest lists anymore. His day has passed.
He's out of his prime.
Yeah. Do you guys like making money? Have you guys seen the latest internet scheme that has been executed? And I say, as of this recording, it's still in execution.
Probably on release it will be too.
For once, we would be talking about something that's still happening potentially. And if you don't know what we're on about, popular streamer, Twitch streamer, Ludwig, decided to start a subathon. And basically what happens is every time somebody subs to the stream or gives 500 bits, it adds 10 seconds to the stream time. So how long he has to keep streaming. Now, you may be wondering, how long has he been going? Oh, you know, it's been like a couple days. It's been a few hours. He is, as of this recording, on day 25 of streaming continuously. He is now at 211,000 subscribers. That must be like a record, right?
It must be. It absolutely must be. That's crazy. And for, like, to give viewers who don't know context, a subscription costs $5.
Yeah, I did some rough math when he was at under 200K. So when he was at like 196,000, he would have raked in, at a conservative estimate, he was at like 450K in revenue. He's
and that's
probably
just
closer
subs.
To 500.
That's not including bits.
Yeah, it's not including bits. So he's probably at like near 500K now revenue. That's insane.
So for me, I've heard his name in the past few days, and I'll just say, oh, he's another Twitch streamer that's blowing up. It literally wasn't until I looked at the notes of the podcast that I was like, 25 days. Originally, it said 24 days straight, and I thought it was a typo. So I was about to correct it to 24 hours. And then I read further, and I was like, oh, you actually meant 24 days.
Yeah, days.
like see me right now on one of the stream. He's currently going. It dropped below 1 minute a bit ago, but he's currently sleeping and he's still streaming himself.
Isaac, how many concurrent viewers does he have right now while he's sleeping?
Right now, 48,000 and rising.
And he's sleeping, you said?
But it seems he has other people playing a game while he's just like
streaming. Yeah, I think he has like mods on and stuff.
Yeah, and the reason why it's rising right now particularly is because it just dropped below 1 minute remaining, and so people joined on real quick to gift a bunch of subs
to,
you know, resub just to get it to keep going.
That's crazy. What makes it even crazier, you know, you may think, you know, just one billionaire out there, he's just like, haha, I'm never gonna let this guy end.
Yeah.
Apparently it seems he said he's basically going to ban people until the stream ends, after you've gifted 101 subs for the subathon.
Yeah, I think you get auto banned.
So it's not even just one person gifting a couple thousand billion subs. It's a lot of people gifting a lot of subs or subbing themselves.
Imagine if in a year's time we're like, oh, so yeah, Ludwig's stream's still going. 200.
That's interesting. So he has other people playing for him. So I guess it's not as grueling as I thought it would be, where I suppose what he could do is, if he doesn't want to stream for a day, he can just have other people doing it, right?
So it seems like every once in a while, he will just like dip for like an hour or two and somebody else will be on the stream for him. But primarily, it's usually just him.
That sounds horrible.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
For 500K though.
For 500K, I understand that, oh yeah, it's a lot of money, it's nice, blah, blah, blah. But my goodness, I would rather have my privacy, for goodness sake. 25 days.
Yeah,
and going. I can't believe that.
And going.
Oh, no, I'm seeing here, apparently it has a 31-day cap.
Oh.
I didn't see that before. He must have added that.
I guess maybe he's seen that maybe this isn't ending, and at some point he wants to be able to
live his life, relax,
and not have to try and be entertaining for literally every single waking minute.
Wants to spend his retirement money.
Exactly.
But yeah, One Health and exit strategy. If Ludwig is still regularly streaming after this, he clearly just enjoys streaming because he's made as much money as you will ever reasonably make. And also, I checked while we were streaming. He has not broken the record for most active subs yet. That is still held by our boy, our Lord and Savior, Tyler Blevins, at 269,000 active subscribers. So if Ludwig gets that 70K, actually 50-something K in the next few days, he'll beat him. But right now, our Lord and Savior, Tyler Blevins, is holding the record.
Yeah, I think he now has to remove this day cap and change it to, you know, we're going until we beat Ninja, then we can stop.
If he did that, they would do it. It would happen. I feel like it would totally happen.
Yeah.
Said that.
It would. Yeah.
This must be definitely like an exit strategy of some sort of like, just so you like make sure you have enough money to just die and then just be done with it, innit?
Well, do you think he'll get enough money to do that off of this?
Well, yeah, you can take, well, you have like 500K, and then if he just gets like a financial advisor, puts a bunch of that stuff into like
an exchange traded fund, or just he invests it in stuff that will grow over time. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, basic investments, put that over time, and then like, and while like he's in his 20s now, so if he just leaves that in there for like now and invests his money, yeah, he's retiring. He's done.
Freaking 25 days. After like, you know, a few hours on stream, I'm like, all right, I'm done for today, you know? I'm like, I'm good. I'm good for today. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Yeah. And I need my weekends off as well. My goodness, that's just too much.
I feel you, man. Like when I get to Friday, and then because I only stream Monday to Thursday, when I hit Friday, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy I don't stream today. I'm like, thank God, I can just take a day off. Like I love streaming, but it's also kind of tiring. How long do you think you guys could subathon for?
If I really had to do it, I could do it for a long time. Before I go absolutely crazy and I lose my mind, I think I could go a good 3 months without losing my mind. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
But I wouldn't do it for a day by choice.
After month three, do you think you'd still be streaming after that? Or do you think you'd just quit?
I would need time.
You at least need a month off, right? You need to cool down.
Yeah. I would need time off. That would be so
what
long.
About you, what about you guys?
I too think I could probably go a while, but I would just wake up one day and I'd be like, I just cannot be bothered anymore and just be like, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, I could probably go a few months. For me, obviously, that'd just be assuming that I'm only streaming because the work I do, I can't be taking a camera with me everywhere I go. So I'd assume that I'm no longer freelancing. And if I'm not, I feel like if I'm going to do 3 months, I might as well just do like a whole year at that point. I'm like, this is just life now. I think after like a month and a half, I'd be like, all right, I need to stop now. I need to stop. Because you're making a lot of money, but like once you're hitting like 400K, another 20K really doesn't actually mean anything, which sounds like so ridiculous to say, but it doesn't. It literally means nothing.
I wouldn't say for 400K. I mean, if you have 400K, another 20K is still not bad. You know what I mean? It's still good.
I mean, it depends on what you're giving up for it. Values of money, the diminishing returns of money are really, they drop off pretty quickly. I think like if you're like really hating it and like, I'm doing this for another 10K, then you're like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm with Simba on this one. I could feel like I could go for a month, and past that, it's like if I go for any longer, I might as well just continue this and make this life, because honestly, past the point, it's like the monetary incentive starts meaning less and less the more and more you make. It's like, so if I go for an extra day, I'll get like, 20K. But what's 20K compared to the 500 I've already got in the bag? Like,
And still,
yeah. But I feel like once you're at that level of money, because especially if you're doing that, right? Let's say you are Ludwig. Ludwig is not broke. This guy is pulling in like tens of thousands every month. I don't think it really actually, I think at a certain point, I think by this point, personally, I don't think the extra money probably makes that much of a difference. In like,
I mean, I just realized, since he's stopping at day 31, subs only last for a month. So
that's basically going to go away.
The people who subbed on the very first day, for example, and you know, got it as to be as far ahead on the first day, he could have gone an extra week or two past a month and had every single person who gave their sub give their sub for a second month in a row.
Oh yeah, no, like I don't know who I said this to. I said if it went all over 30 days, I was like, oh, this man's trapped. I was like, if it goes over 30 days, this is his life now. But I guess he's capped it off because he doesn't want that to happen.
Especially like, because I feel like when you start doing something for more than a month, like Simi said, that just starts to feel like life at that point. Like the first thing which you can remember, which isn't streaming, is literally a month ago.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like if you're going to do this, if you're going to be like really real about it, you've got to just accept it as life for an indefinite period of time. Like, I think if I just mentally was like, things aren't going to go back to how they were before, I could probably do it for a few years if I accept that it's like, I am the Truman Show guy.
Yeah, I think if you are going to do like any subathon that's lasting longer than a day, I think you just have to be like, you just have to accept it, right? Like Simi says, it's like, all right, I'm going to become like a multimillionaire, but I'll have no privacy and my life is not my own for the next 3 months.
Well, he has that 31-day cap. He's going to make it. I feel like if you made it to day 24, you'll make it to day 31. People seem to be supporting it. And yeah, I guess when these people's prime subs run out, you can over to twitch.tv/tamago247 for, and you know, send some my way, or you can send some to twitch.tv/swizzyiv, or soon enough you'll be able to send some over to twitch.tv/gamerserum. Just spread the love, please.
Yeah, please. True. Yeah. 211,000 people looking for somewhere to spend their money. We've got some places.
Exactly.
Yeah, Reese was actually planning to do his own sub. I'm sorry to spoil it, guys, but like if you subscribed him right now, there's a chance that, you know, the starting counter might be higher than it already is starting at.
Figure out how to subscribe to a channel that can't accept subscribers.
Reese, make a big of it out.
Yeah, and also they're just going to be watching you do exams for like 3 weeks, innit? Or just coursework and stuff. Like, very exciting.
Most exciting. It's so exciting seeing a, you know, a Word document open with somebody coding for a few hours. So invigorating.
Very invigorating. Very invigorating. Do you know what was exciting back in the day, boys? Do you know what brought light to many people's lives and now has been taken away from us like many of the things we love in this world?
PictoChat.
This is the second week in a row Simi's brought up PictoChat. Simi's really missing PictoChat.
Did I bring up PictoChat last time?
Yes,
you did.
Simi, you really hurt by PictoChat.
I really messed
it up. It's fine. I'll find my DS, meet up, and I'll always PictoChat from now on.
It's social distancing. What the hell? Not until April 12th.
No, you can social distance with PictoChat. Yeah. Like, what, 2 meters away, DS download play?
Maybe. Maybe. Do you know what? Maybe you should look. Oh wait, you can't. I was gonna say look it up on Yahoo Answers, but you can't do that anymore.
Oh, why not?
It's been yanked. It's been stolen from us. Like all the happiness nowadays. Yep. They're taking it away, boys. Yeah. Shipping it up.
Now you say this, right, Simba, but I disagree with you. Yahoo Answers wasn't happiness just because of the fact that Ask Jeeves exist and already died ages ago. So
Wait. Sorry. Jeeves is dead?
Yeah, it's just Ask, isn't it? Jeeves is gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeeves is dead, bro. When did this happen?
Years ago.
Yeah, Jeeves is out, bro. I'm sorry.
Jeeves has been out.
You know, I will say, before you talk about Yahoo Answers, with Ask Jeeves, the way they marketed it, they were like, you can ask Jeeves anything and he'll know the answer. So I thought Jeeves was an actual guy who, if you typed in the question, he would be able to respond specifically to your question. I didn't know it was a search engine. So if Jeeves, I thought I would ask Jeeves a question and I'd get an actual response. So there was a new Power Rangers toy. It was Power Rangers Mystic Force. And there were these swords. Uh-huh. And so I wanted to know, when is the toy coming out? And it was a bit of a problem because I didn't know how to spell sword. So it was like S-O-A-R-D. And Jeeves could not handle spelling mistakes at all. So I searched that in. And Jeeves isn't answering my question. I'm just getting all sorts of results about...
Yeah, but Simi, Jeeves is only human. Like, he can only... Like, you know, if you spelt sword like that to me, I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but even beyond the spelling, right? Eventually, I found the right spelling. But I just thought I was going to get an answer. I thought he would say, oh, it's going to come out on the 23rd of April. Which is what Google does now, which is what's so impressive. But, you know, people now who have only ever seen Google like this don't understand. Like, nah, bro. Google didn't used to talk to you. Jeeves didn't used to talk to you.
Yeah. That kind of makes me think about something that I've been thinking about recently. I think it's been prompted by the amount of times I've been called a boomer over the last month. But I realize for us, we're in this really weird spot with technology and stuff. Because I feel like a lot of us can remember watching a lot of this technology develop to where it is. Like, I can remember, like, not having, like, internet in my house or, like, not having, like, a home computer and stuff. And I feel like a lot of us remember a lot of those stages. But we're also, like, still the young generation. So we're still kind of on it. And we're in that weird, as I call, boomer zoomer state of being.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting.
That's true. Yeah. You know what? I was on stream and I have a landline in my room and it rung. So I picked it up. And then people in my chat were like, bro, you have a landline? And I was like, what do you mean? What? Don't tell me this is weird. And then I was seriously talking to my chat about it. I was like, yeah, I have a landline. Doesn't everyone have a landline? And they're like, nah, bro, we don't have a landline. And so I was like, it was so odd.
Yeah, I was like, me and you were talking like last week, I think it was. And you were talking about like the scheduling for like a show. And I was like, how many kids remember having to know the schedules for TV, like having to know the TV schedule.
Well, you know, if you miss your favorite show Tuesday at 6 p.m., guess what? You ain't ever seeing that episode again.
Yeah, bro, talk to Zoom and be like, yeah, if you missed that 7 o'clock show, you missed it. It's like, what about recording? It's like, record.
What do you mean?
I legit remember waiting. Disney Channel premieres used to be hype.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There used to be so much hype, bro. I would be like, yo, High School Musical 2 coming out 6 in like 3 weeks. Oh. Oh my God. Gotta put the reminder on. I was like, let's get it. High School Musical 2, let's go. And I remember, bro. Oh my God. Disney Channel premieres were so lit.
It was too sick, man. And they would have the intro with the red curtain. And it's like, it's now time for the main event.
Oh. Oh my god, it was so hype. No one understands, bro. Oh my god. Bro, do you remember? I remember back in the day when before I had internet and you'd watch a show and you'd be like, yo, that was so sick. I love this season. When's the next one coming? Oh, it's in America and the licenses aren't coming here for another 6 to 7 years.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, I guess I'll move on.
Simba, someone who watches anime, that feeling's never left.
I mean, it's not even just like what's it like TV and movies and stuff. It's even like, you know, games. You know, before, if you got like stuck on a level, guess what? You either get smart or get a new game.
Oh,
yeah. You Google it, no result on walkthrough.
Yeah, like my sister would help me beat games because like I just could not.
Yeah, no, I had my cousin would be the person who helped me, but because he didn't live with us, right? There'd be some times where I'd leave a game alone for like weeks. And I'd be like, all right, I just want to keep playing this game. And you'd be just stuck, so you can't do anything. And I'd come back to it, and I'd be like, and you just, for a second, you like tap into like the energy of the universe. And you're like, I know what to do now. And it just felt so satisfying.
The number of games which I ended up finishing, like when I was like around 15, 16, or even in sixth form, which I'd started when I was like 10 or 11, or like even younger than that, because I just couldn't finish them because I just wasn't good back then.
Genuinely, the list of games have like left me traumatized because of how hard I remember them being. And I picked them up and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be awful. And I'm like, huh? This was hard? Was I just really dumb?
Yeah, it's like your brain hasn't developed, your thumbs aren't there, your dexterity is like, yeah. And then you get older and
you say,
like,
oh, that. Damn, light work. You say that, but what the fuck's going on with these kids? Have you seen them?
True. I guess the bar is just higher on now. Something.
Yeah, like, well, these kids games are just so easier. Good.
You don't want them to.
True. Could be.
That's what we tell ourselves.
Yeah. Well, Simba, you know, they're so good in all these shooters, you know, it's because now, you know, as you say, that's what we're saying, you know, you get older, you get better, you get the dexterity, but then you get older, you get worse, and you lose the dexterity, you know? So in all these shooters, they just have the quicker reaction times and whatnot. Energy, right, to
we're
care.
Like, we're like 2-3 years off of, like, esports retirement age, to be fair, so we're getting up there.
Pretty much. I mean...
we're leaving our gamer peak.
Wow.
So don't feel bad for not being good at video games. You're not supposed to be anymore.
Yeah, blame your age.
You're biologically not
you're
supposed
on your way
to.
Out, but you're supposed to at least be somewhat decent.
Biologically, your competence is supposed to be going down, so don't feel bad if you're our age and you're getting worse at video games. It's just how it's meant to be.
But Simba, like, putting this into another perspective, that means, Simmy, you've already peaked as far as it comes to shooters.
I mean, okay, so, yes, in terms of reaction time, but there are other skills I can improve which will not deteriorate with age, and that's what matters.
No, Simi, it's fine, I'm worse than you, and I've also already peaked, so...
Listen, once you start getting to our age, you just got to accept. You got to move on to, like, you know, puzzle platformers, RTS games, you know. You can't be doing the young people shit.
This is so odd. Like, I've never been told I'm too old to do something. Actually, that's not true, necessarily.
Yeah, man. We're not supposed to be good anymore. That's kind of sad. Yeah, we've all hit our peak, boys. We're no longer peak gamers.
Yeah, right.
You hate to
What's
see
the
it?
Point of going on, you know?
You also hate to see Yahoo Answers shutting down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Yahoo Answers. Bye, rest in peace, you know?
Yeah, rip Yahoo or whatever.
I want to explain to people what Yahoo Answers was, because Yahoo Answers actually meant something to me. Now, here's the thing. I thought Yahoo Answers already shut down. I thought it shut down years ago. Same. I wasn't aware that it was just shutting down. The way I found out is because on Monday, I got an email from Yahoo. And I was like, wait, what? Yahoo Answers was still around? No freaking way. Because I didn't hear a damn thing about Yahoo Answers, aside from the occasional meme video. I thought this thing was already gone. Just for people who have no idea, you would ask a question. It's a forum. You ask a question, and then it gets posted on the front page, and then people will just write answers. I participated in Yahoo Answers because I used it to promote my YouTube channel. So what I would do is you could look for categories. And so I'd look for any question related to YouTube and I would try to answer them. But also I would be asking questions. Now, the thing is, Yahoo had a very strict policy against self-promotion. I actually got banned from Yahoo Answers at least 4 times, but the bans don't last forever. But I've been banned at least 4 times because of self-promotion. And so what you can't do is you can't be like, hey, can you please check out my YouTube channel? Which technically is a freaking question, but it's just self-promo. So you have to be sneaky about it. So instead, what I would say is, how did you feel about this edit I made at 23 seconds in my new YouTube video, which you can check out at youtube.com/tamago247 for, as though I'm actually looking for feedback and I don't want people to just subscribe, right? Uh-huh. And so I would do that. And like, I would get an email from Yahoo saying, your last question was removed due to this policy violation. You will not be able to post any questions for the next blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, whatever, I'll be back. So, yeah.
But can we actually just, like, quickly talk about Simi's grind for his YouTube channel in the early days? Because this man, never stopped the grind. It was actually respectable looking back at it. But at the time, I was just like, what is this man doing? Oh, so cringe. Having an entire assembly about determination to promote your YouTube channel and putting it as a link in the school newspaper.
Yeah. Hey, I was the editor of the school newspaper, bro. I got to take these chances when I get them. So Yahoo Answers actually has, you know, a special place in my heart for that reason.
Yeah, RIP. slowly they're killing everything from our time, and soon they'll get to us, I guess. But until then, we'll be here podcasting away and live streaming on Twitch. Did you know that we do that? All of us, pretty much.
I don't.
Almost all of us. What if Isaac doesn't stream on his own, but you'll see him on our streams. So that's just as good. So you want to see us? You can see us live on Twitch. If you want to see, you're like, oh, how am I going to find all you guys? And if you go to the twitch.tv/unverifshow, links to all of our Twitch channels are there. So you can go watch us and keep up with us and hear us talk about all our favorite things from the olden days. Yeah.
Like cassette tapes.
Exactly. And if you really love this content, love this podcast, full of your four favorite bazoomers, as I'm calling it now. I'm not changing. I don't care how you feel. If you want to listen to us chit chat and you love it so much, you should head over to iTunes or Apple Podcasts if you're listening there. Leave us a 5-star rating. Michelle Obama, we're coming for you. One podcast at a time. We'll get there. We'll get there. And if you really love more of our content, you should go to the YouTube channel. We upload videos every once in a while, I'm sure. And you can check these podcasts. You can see them video versions. It's beautiful. You can see all the little visualizers. And it's like you're really there.
You can see the thumbnail.
You
can actually punch us as well. Like, you can punch Simba right now if you really want to.
Yeah, you can. Don't do that, though. Don't punch your monitor.
Punch Simba instead. Not your monitor, just punch Simba himself.
If you can figure out how to do that without punching your monitor, power to you. That's, good on you. I don't think there's anything else to add to there, boys. You got any final statements?
Going to your room really used to be a punishment.
I was genuinely thinking about this. Like, I was like, bro, like, how would you tell a kid to go to their room? Because, like, now what? They have so much tech, and even if you take everything away, I can guarantee that they'll have, like, some way to use the internet, which you can't think about. Like that chick who, like, started sending tweets from her smart fridge.
2021 yeah. Punishments be like, come downstairs and interact with the family.
And quality time with the people who raise you.
Sammy, you got anything else to finish us up with some wise words? As my favorite child, don't tell the other one.
Some wise words, you say?
Yeah.
Drink water. It's good for you.
Yeah, hydrate.
Yeah. Unless you live in an area with polluted water, then don't drink it.
Well, no, then filter it if you can, or like distillate it. So
don't drink polluted
pure water. H2O.
Yeah, don't drink polluted water.
Don't drink too much water, though. Drinking too much water is bad for you.
See, I feel like you guys complicated this now.
Well, because Simi, life is... We didn't complicate it. Life complicated it, okay? Nothing
that easy. Simi, it's just not that simple. It's not as simple as you want it out to be.
Don't drink too much water.
It reminds me, life is not simple. Don't listen to anyone's advice. Thank you.
Apart from mine.
Maybe someone's advice.
Yeah, don't listen to us. If you're getting your advice from a bunch of 20-year-olds on a podcast, you're probably too far gone. All right, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.